This is Twit.
This saddens me because I have a 6700K in my primary desktop at home.
I bet a lot of people do. Yeah.
And it's like 2 years old. And now
it came out in August of 2015 is when these processors launched. The question came up on our podcast last night about, is this a shorter or longer than expected time period based on like historical norms for this type of EOL? And I honestly don't know the answer to that. I will say it feels like it's sooner, but I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. There is a date in there labeled 3017 instead of 2017. And I imagine that's a typo and not a 1,000-year window for reorders. But this basically September 5th marked the beginning of the EOL, the end of life process. But you'll still be able to place orders up through March 30th, and then they will be delivered up to September 7th of next year. So you still have a little time if you need to buy an extra for replacement process or something like that, Patrick. You're totally able to do that. And you look at that table of timeframes, right? It's interesting and, you know, mind-numbing to think about how a company that produces these parts and then makes promises about how long they're going to be available, how long they will be around for enterprise or consumers or businesses or embedded applications. And, you know, they make all these assertions when they put these launch parts out. And then they have to manage all that on the back end, right? And, you know, from a logistics standpoint, it'd be way easier to have way fewer processors in flight at any given time, right? So this is the beginning of the end for Skylake for the consumer line. There's a whole other host of processors that are on this list, like the Core i3 6098P, which I had never heard of and don't really know what its use case is. But that's probably one of those embedded parts. It may be in, you know, cellular network gear or something like that. You know, it could be any number of stuff. The reason I thought this was interesting is, you know, the focus for Intel is going to be on the Kaby Lake selling parts, the Core i7 7700K, 7600K. And also, we already have been told about, you know, we know about the upcoming 8th generation parts, right? The Coffee Lake parts. They're going to come out for this same segment of user, new motherboards, all that type of stuff to go along with it. It also, the last couple of sentences I wrote on this post kind of came to me as I was writing. It marks the end of an interesting window of time for Intel where it had clear and uncontested dominance of the consumer processor market. Rereading my conclusion to that review that came out in August of 2015 reveals almost no mention of a relevant AMD competing part, making today's situation with Ryzen and Threadripper all the more impressive. And I do find that to be an interesting just kind of like flag marker in the timeline of PC hardware, in that, you know, when Skylake came out, Ryzen wasn't really on the mindset of people. We didn't know when it was going to come out. We didn't have any expectations of performance. We didn't hear any claims about 43% improved IPC. It was just, I remember, like, I reread that last page and it was all about like, well, is this better enough than the last Intel part to warrant you to upgrade? Right. Those were the types of conversations we were having. And with Kaby Lake, when it came out, different story, right? Now it had competition in different areas. It was what was out now, what was known to be coming out, all that type of stuff was still filtering through. So kind of marks the end of an era of self-competition for Intel, I guess. So there's no data point to take from that other than I found it really compelling and interesting to kind of digest.
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, we spent a lot of time talking about the fact that, like, boy, this is nice. There's a 10% performance improvement on the desktop and you know, acknowledging at first kind of covertly and then kind of overtly getting acknowledgement from Intel that, like, you know, that's nice. We understand you like more desktop performance, but we're really about TDP and battery life on laptops, which, given the bulk of their markets there, they just seem to get less and less enthusiastic about people who have to do really serious work on a desktop and have not been able to do that on a laptop. So, I agree, end of an era, and I am delighted that AMD is forcing Intel to probably pay much more attention than they particularly want to the desktop market again. So I'm excited. It's going to be a good Q4 if you're building lap or building desktops, I think. Although, you know, we still don't have any information on the 8th generation Intel processors because they pretty much refuse to talk about it. I don't anticipate much information being out before October, right? Because, you know, September, mid-September is when the laptops are actually going to hit the street with the 8th generation Kaby Lake, 7th and a half plus generation Kaby Lake laptop CPUs. I think we beat that to death a couple of weeks ago, so I won't get into it again. But I'm very, very curious to see what the parts are, what the 8th generation parts are, what the ship dates are going to be, and what the prices are looking like going into Q4. I'm hoping it's going to be a great holiday shopping season, whether you're building or buying a desktop or a laptop. If nothing else, way more cores inside of laptops come September.